Amidst the constant and often conflicting information surrounding the presidential race, the Lebanese populace remains wary, much like St. Thomas, cautiously awaiting concrete evidence of a positive outcome. However, there are indications that the long-awaited conclusion might be imminent, as recent developments have hinted at the possibility of reaching the finish line soon. Several reliable sources indicate that a memorandum of understanding has been reached regarding the candidacy of former minister Jihad Azor. This agreement involves a coalition of opposition groups, including the Lebanese Forces, the Kitab Party, Michel Mouad's Bloc, the Progressive Socialist Party, PSP, and independent MPs, as well as Gibran Bazil's Free Patriotic Movement, FPM. It has been reported that Azor, who had close ties to the late Rafiq Hariri and the Future Movement, recently made a brief visit to Beirut. During his visit, he reportedly held meetings with various key figures, including Speaker of Parliament Nabi Berri, Gibran Bassil, Sami Gamail, the leader of the Kitab Party, former Prime Minister Fouad Seniora, as well as independent members of parliament and members of the Jaumblatt Bloc. Adding to the intrigue, former MP Elie Fersley claimed in a TV interview that Azor had at least two meetings with Mohammed Raad, Hezbollah's parliamentary bloc leader. While certain observers may rush to declare the game over and the outcome sealed, it would be premature to do so. A single unforeseen obstacle could still impede the current momentum. The looming presence of numerous obstacles, particularly within the Free Patriotic Movement, threatens to undermine the current optimism. Bazil's track record prior to 2006. It is undeniable that the leadership of the Lebanese Forces and the Kitab Party cautiously approach Bazil's position regarding Azor's. They are concerned that the leader of the Free Patriotic Movement may be tempted to reach an agreement with the opposition in order to take advantage of this situation and raise the stakes with Hezbollah. Furthermore, Bassil is seeking additional gains and privileges in exchange for supporting the election of a president aligned with the pro-Iranian faction. This suggests that Bassil is engaging in a self-serving deal, driven by narrow political calculations, without fully acknowledging the deep state of collapse the country has been enduring for years. The apprehensions of the Lebanese forces and the Kitab Party, in particular, are well-founded because Bassil has a history of procrastination and playing both sides. In 2006, he conducted simultaneous and discreet negotiations with both Hezbollah and Saad Hariri, the leader of the Future Movement, in order to choose the best offer. Eventually, he firmly aligned himself with Hezbollah, disregarding the principles of sovereignty that the FPM claimed to uphold. The rest is history. However, at that time, such maneuvers might have been tolerable, since the country had not yet sunk into the total and pervasive collapse it faces today. The question now arises: is Bassil engaging in the similar cynical and very destructive double game under current circumstances? Uncertainty looming in this regard has prompted Samir Geagea, the leader of the Lebanese forces, to call on Bassil to publicly and unequivocally declare his support for Azor's candidacy, without delay. The upcoming days should dispel any doubts regarding Azor's candidacy, although several politicians, including MP Fadi Karam, Lebanese forces, state that Bassil has indeed chosen to reach an agreement with the opposition regarding Azor's candidacy. Blocking Canaan's path. According to sources aligned with the sovereignist camp, the FPM leader's decision to back Azor was motivated by partisan and self-serving reasons, primarily in order to obstruct MP Ibrahim Kanan's candidacy. Although he is a prominent figure within the FPM bloc, his relationship with Bassil has been largely strained. Given the current circumstances, Kanan's chances of reaching the presidency are not insignificant. Reportedly, a significant number of MPs within the Aounist bloc appear to oppose Azor's nomination, arguing that his close ties to the Future Movement would make it more reasonable for the FPM to engage in negotiations with the opposition in order to secure the candidacy of a member who maintains good relations with the sovereignist camp. And in this regard, Kanan would be the most suitable candidate, as he could benefit from the support of the Lebanese forces, especially since he played a key role, along with MP Melam Riachi, in reconciling the Lebanese forces and the FPM in 2016. Furthermore, despite Basil's subsequent aggressive campaign against the Lebanese forces, Kanaan never aligned himself with positions that were hostile to the party. Kanaan's perceived advantages are believed to have influenced the FPM leader's decision to support Azor. It is, however, unclear whether this choice will be endorsed by the group of Aounist MPs, who have consistently maintained a reserved and distant stance towards Basil. The recent statement by MP Alon Aouen gains significance in this context, as he asserts that the page of Jihad Azor has been turned and emphasizes that the agreement with the opposition should focus on a candidate from the FPM bloc. According to well-informed observers, a meeting involving key Aounist figures along with Basil and Kanaan will be held in the near future in an attempt to reach a unified position. Due to Basil's political calculations and egocentric motives, this internal dissonance within the FPM adds an element of uncertainty to the agreement reached on Azor's candidacy. The upcoming meeting between Maronite Patriarch Bachar Arai and President Emmanuel Macron at the Élysée Palace next Tuesday may provide further insight into the situation. In the meantime, the Lebanese will likely adopt a cautious approach, similar to that of St. Thomas, as they await further developments.